Deportation is a big worry, not just who gets deported and why, but what happens to those people after they're sent back to the places that they had been trying to escape from. A new report is confirming some of the worst fears about El Salvador. Dozens of people have been killed there after being denied asylum and deported from the U.S. Some of those victims were transgender women who fled persecution. The World's Jorge Valencia has this story about Camila Diaz.
The last day of Camila Diaz's life, she left work just before 6 p.m. And like every other day, she wore her long brown hair down. She was a sex worker on a corner in central San Salvador, and she was sending voice notes to one of her friends about other transgender women who worked down the street. They told me they were jealous of my hair, she says in this message. And I don't get it because my hair's a mess. But it wasn't just jealousy. Diaz had been receiving threats for days from other sex workers. They want her to stop working that corner. They say they're going to beat me up, she says in the message. And then she adds, I know I can't let them push me around, Diaz says. But at the same time, I know the kind of people they're friends with. I received these messages from a friend of Camila Diaz, who told me the rest of the story from that night. When Diaz stopped communicating, her friend started looking for her. The friend asked to remain anonymous because she's afraid of retaliation. The friend tells me Diaz was assaulted by police officers that night. The officers took her away in handcuffs in the back of a pickup truck. Local news reports include similar details. The friend says she and other transgender people in El Salvador face ridicule or worse when they approach authorities. She tells me the mere fact of having a different gender identity than what people are used to, that's enough for them to not take you seriously. Camila Diaz had been deported from the United States a year earlier. She had come seeking asylum for violence she faced as a transgender woman in San Salvador. But hers is far from being the only case of someone who was killed after being returned.
We found at least 138 killings that occurred after deportation between 2013 and 2019.
Elizabeth Kennedy helped put together a report for Human Rights Watch about people who were deported to El Salvador and later killed. She says the figure of 138 deaths is conservative because many homicides are not reported.
I think this is a very inconvenient topic because, you know, obviously El Salvador doesn't want to know because no country wants to admit that they're not protecting their citizens. And the United States doesn't want to know either because it is a violation of national and international law.
Kennedy says both Salvadorian and U.S. government officials are to blame for not doing enough to guarantee the safety of people fleeing violence. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials did not respond to a request for comment by deadline. Beatriz Campos works on migrant rights for the Salvadorian government. Campos says she's alarmed by the new Human Rights Watch report. She says El Salvador does have an initiative to help people returning from the U.S., but it's not enough.
El Estado creo que no tiene esos mecanismos para la asistencia integral total.
We have a long ways to go, she says. In the case of Camila Diaz, she fled her native country because of the threats she faced as a sex worker. Her friend tells me that's the only job many transgender women can find.
Entonces ella comenzó a entrar en pánico y lo que hizo fue mejor irse.
Y pues, Diaz panicked and decided to get out, the friend says. She traveled through Mexico and eventually to San Diego.
Un tiempo estaba así como un poco retraída, deprimida, quizás por toda la situación que había pasado.
After Diaz was deported, her friend says she was depressed. She eventually went back to work on a street corner only because she had no other way of making a living. A few months later, Diaz was assaulted in the middle of the night and died on a hospital bed alone. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.